Imagine someone handed you a key and asked, what would your key open or start or do? This is the question Lenore Lyons asked in her community art project, The Key Idea. Over 2,500 Cape residents and visitors responded, and an exhibit of their work opened earlier this month at Kituit Center for the Arts. Lenore Lyons joins us in our Woods Hole studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is an interesting concept. So how did you come upon this idea of a key as inspiration to art?
Well, I knew for decades that I wanted to do a huge community art project, but refining it around something that would be of interest to people of all ages was the tricky part. And that's probably the toughest question to answer. Where do ideas come from?
Mm-hmm.
They come from taking walks and suddenly it just hits you. This is it. I know I've been interested in keys and have liked them since I was a kid.
And of course, you can pick anything. This key can open or do, or I mean, that's just the I guess, to open the imagination of whoever's holding
right.
the key.
Right. And a key is a powerful metaphor. They're widely available. They're something that people of all ages are interested in. And that was kind of a tricky thing, to find something that would appeal to a 5-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 95-year-old. Mm-hmm. There's few things that would do that and would have the impact of opening or beginning something new.
So 5 to age 100 is what you have right now.
No, I have from ages 1 to
100. Oh, ages 1 to 100.
So,
wow.
And what ones do are pretty much scribble in a straight line. And at age 2, they can scribble and add some curved lines. Mm. So it really, you do see a progression right from the beginning.
So what were some of the ways that you reached out to all segments of the population? How did you reach out and let people know about this?
Well, probably the biggest way was through the Cape Cod and Islands Art Educators. We were looking for a community project that could be done with students of every age. And this was something that teachers could do with kindergartners, and you could also do it on the high school level. Mm-hmm. And they all could respond to the same prompt in an age-appropriate way.
Yeah.
So through the art educators, every school district from Bourne to Provincetown has participated through their art teachers.
Mm.
So that was one way. We also did a lot of fairs and festivals this summer and got the community and visitors. But then there were parts of the population that I knew couldn't be reached that way. So we went to senior centers, councils of aging. We went to group foster homes. We went to the NOAA shelter. We tried to
cover the ground, yeah.
Yes, we tried to reach people that normally wouldn't have their voices be heard.
All right. Craig Brode is the president of the Cape Cod and Islands Art Educators, as well as the ceramic sculpture specialist at Dennis Yarmouth High School. Welcome, Craig.
So thank you.
Tell us how you use the Key Idea Project with your students.
Well, in my classes, I am more three-dimensional, and Lenore has created these cards so that drawings could be done on them. And so I had to, kind of reformat how my students were going to be able to create this idea. And in my classes, we're using a variety of materials from clay to wood, styrofoam, found objects. And so with the Key Idea, I decided to allow my students to use that mixed media and create life-size keys using that prompt. And that prompt, came up with my students as groups. They had to come up with what will their key open as well. And but keep that theme. And, she was gracious to include my students within the Kituit show, and we also did a little pilot show at my school because we have a gallery. Mm. And so the kids found a reason and validity for making the form, which made it real.
Yeah.
And
The students have an opportunity to see how other community members interpreted the theme of the project, or did it just solely come from them?
They got to see a preview. Lenore has on her website a preview of some of the cards that were done.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of gave them an idea of what some of the thought process was. And that made it easier for them to adapt it in their own way. But working with groups, which I do advocate, and which was part of that message of this whole project, my students had to do it with four or five other students. And sometimes that's a stumbling block, but with this prompt, it made it that much more.
Sounds like a fun project, I would think. As a group. Right, on the phone is Tracy Johnson, program coordinator at We Can, who used the Key Idea Project as part of the Pathmaker program. Tracy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, so tell us, first of all, the mission of We Can and the Pathmaker program.
Well, We Can is in its 14th year, providing services to Cape Cod women who are facing challenging life transitions. And so we offer practical services that foster independence, and as a result, we empower women to make lasting positive change in their lives. And we believe that that has kind of a ripple effect, changing them and then their families and ultimately the whole community. And so we offer a safe and respectful environment where their needs can be addressed. Mm. And the Pathmaker program is just one of our programs. It's a 10-month mentoring program that brings women in transition together with volunteer mentors who desire to walk with another woman through change. Mm. And the focus is on setting and achieving goals and mutual learning and support. And we have monthly workshops. And so this is how I first met Lenore. I was actually a mentor last year in the program, and she came and did one of our workshops with her key idea. And so it was really great. It was later in the year, and so people were starting to see changes, tangible goals, and you know, deeper personal goals. And so it was a real opportunity for the women to, you know, kind of look back and look ahead. Mm. And so she came with her big box of keys and talked about how they were special to her and how they might have been used in their past lives and what they opened and unlocked. And this was the real connecting piece for us to think about what might have been opened or unlocked in their own lives, the women in the room.
Yeah. So describe some of the work that was created.
Well, we all picked out keys, and we traced them on sticky paper, and we put them on this lovely paper that she brought, handmade paper. And then she asked us these questions about what does this key open for you and what does this key unlock for you. And the women were given some time to think about that and to decorate, you know, their cards, but then to write on the card, you know, this key opens or this key unlocks. It was really powerful to see that as they wrote, you know, the changes that had been made in their lives. Mm-hmm. As they wrote those things down on the paper and as they said it out loud and, you know, shared it if they chose. And so I really think that in acknowledging the changes that had occurred or naming changes that are in the process is a really empowering thing for the women in our program.
Yeah. Lenore, the Provincetown Council on Aging also used the Key Idea Project, so tell us about the art that they created.
Well, the Provincetown Council on Aging is located in a building where lots and lots of things happen. So that was an interesting group because there were the senior citizens coming in, but they were also running a summer camp. And so the senior citizens were sitting right by the children, and they were all making pages. So people in their 60s often write about doing what they didn't do before. People in their 70s will talk about the retirement years. Mm-hmm. And people in their 80s often write about longevity. So those were some of the things that the Provincetown Council of Aging folks wrote about. The kids were maybe 5, 6, 7, and 8.
What a great age for this project.
Oh, yeah. You really see trends in the different ages. 4s and 5s will write, it opens a door. It starts a car.
Obvious,
yeah, how come you don't even know that? Yeah. But 6 and 7 year olds get very fanciful. Many of them write about candy and fairies and magical things and places. 8 and 9s can be more grounded and can be very thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So those were the kinds of things that people wrote about. This room will open a room full of puppies and hot tubs and candy, you know.
So when you look at the work created across generations, are there common themes that emerge?
Oh, yes. So those were some for the younger kids. Teens will write about finding themselves, self-discovery, figuring out who they are, finding their voice. People in their 20s write about beginning careers, travel, adventure, being with many people before they settle down with one sometimes. People in their 30s often write about home and family and children. People in their 40s revisit travel and adventure. The decade of the 50s is the hardest. They're the wild card. They're all over the place.
That's funny. So, and there was one, I watched a little video of some of the exhibit that you had, and one that's, I don't remember what age this was, but the key opens the jail cell to my brother's cell. I mean, there's some pretty heavy
things.
There's
some people of all ages, if I had to pick one word, it would be sincere. Mm-hmm. They wrote from their heart about things that were meaningful. They took a sentence or two to write about something that was important to them at the moment that they did it. And that the young girl who wrote that, I remember her, was really missing her brother.
Yeah. Well, how did this impact your students, Craig? We just heard from Tracy that it was very powerful, and you can see that. How was it with your students?
With my students, they had to create something so large, and that impact of collaborating with each other, it wasn't just one idea. For some of them, I did that prompt of making the cards to develop their ideas. That was their brainstorming. So how you engage those students to come up with that one solid idea, I had some themes as well. I mean, from, nature. And it was almost like a celebration of nature. And you read the cards that are hanging as they made like a keychain or a key tag with all their individual art pieces, two-dimensional, but, on this three-dimensional form, they had different viewpoints of what nature was for them. Mm. So it's evolved in a different way, but everybody was able to personalize it there in their own art form, which was kind of nice.
Well, you invited participants to use any media. So describe the varied submissions that you've gotten. We have these cards, but they could do whatever they want with them, right?
Well, yes. When I took this to an event, I would bring stickers, white stickers, where they could draw the key, and they could do it more than once if they needed to. And then I brought watercolor paper that was 5.5 inches square for them to put it onto. And I know people are afraid of white paper. If you know anybody who's ever bought a blank journal and never written in it because they would mess it up, using that idea, I messed the paper up in advance. And that really freed people to be expressive. The paper is sprayed with different colors of ink. And so people would do the sticker, do the drawing of the key on the sticker, and then interact with that colored ink on the paper and decide where they were going to place it. And then they would use that ink to draw with it. Or it's kind of hard to describe, but they would add to it or incorporate the ink splashes into their writing. Mm. And that kind of liberated them because they didn't have to worry that they would mess up this solid white piece of paper.
Yeah, that's brilliant that you thought of that.
Well, I know people are afraid of white paper, but...
So do you have this exhibit at Kituit Center for the Arts, and you actually are still getting submissions. So this is growing still.
This is growing. In a way, some people have asked, is this the end at Kituit? No, I think it's really the beginning. It's the launching of it, that people who see the exhibit are interested in adding their voice as well. Mm-hmm. So there's those materials for it. But people also were able to do this on their at home and send it in. And they used photographs. They used all different kinds of mixed media. People used X-ray images on some of them. Watercolors were used in the classroom. Teachers doing it in their classroom were open to use any kind of materials available to them.
Yeah.
And so you do get a mix of the ones that were done in the method that I offered at events, but also artists were free to do anything.
Whatever they wanted. Just real quickly, Tracy, is this something you think you'll do again? Will you continue this?
We'd love to have Lenore come back and bring the key idea again. I think the women in the program really enjoyed it, and you could just see that they were excited about it, and it really gave them a means for introspection and for naming the the wonderful changes that had occurred in their lives.
Right. And Craig, I would imagine the same thing. You'd jump at this chance to do this again?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this year I've incorporated into my classes to do the same project, not knowing if we would have enough time to incorporate some of the pieces in the show because it was such a tight deadline. But when I gave those deadlines, it's amazing the quality of the work, but the kids really spent that extra time to make and produce the work to be a part of it.
The Key Idea exhibit is at Kituat Center for the Arts through November 25th. We'll have a link to details on the exhibit at our website, capeandislands.org. Tracy Johnson, Craig Brunt, and Lenore Lyons, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.